This is Fresh Air. Three jazz musicians with independent careers have just recorded an album together under the name Power Tools. They're guitarist Bill Frisell, drummer Ronald Shannon Jackson, and bassist Melvin Gibbs. Frisell is one of the most frequently recorded guitarists in New York. Jackson is the only musician to have recorded with both Cecil Taylor and Ornette Coleman, two of the pioneers of free jazz. Jackson currently leads his own band, the Decoding Society. Gibbs is an alumnus of that band and has worked with composer John Zorn and guitarist Sonny Sharrock. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of the new Power Tools album.
Jazz collectives tend to have suitably respectable names like the Modern Jazz Quartet or the Art Ensemble of Chicago. So when an improvising trio calls itself Power Tools, you can safely expect something a little less respectable. Power Tools, whose album Strange Meeting is on Antilles, is electric guitarist Bill Frisell, electric bassist Melvin Gibbs, and drummer Ronald Shannon Jackson. With that instrumentation, the group obviously plays off the image of a rock power trio, and the rhythm section's pattern play can sound rock-oriented. But as in most power trios, the focus is on the guitar player, happily so in this case, as Bill Frisell is the most distinctive-sounding jazz guitarist to come along in years. Mainstream jazz guitar players tend to find a sound they like and stick to it. But Frisell, who's listened to Jimi Hendrix as well as Jim Hall, is a stylistic chameleon. He uses a harmonizer, delay units, a fuzz box, feedback, and body English to manipulate his guitar's sound. Frisell is a sophisticated player with a twisted sensibility. He combines sour chords that hang in the air with twangy, spaghetti western arpeggios. Modern guitar playing has become a high-tech science, but Bill Frisell has a genius for making technology work for him. Using digital delay units, he seems to play two or more guitars at once on Wadmalah Island. Now, a number of rock and jazz musicians have improvised over echo loops, but where most let the loops direct the progress of the music, Frisell's leapfrog improvisation keeps evolving. As on the rest of the album, there are no edits or overdubs. What you hear is Bill Frisell spontaneously combining live guitar with snippets of music he'd played and stored a second or a minute earlier.
Thank you.
Power Tools music, there are traces of precision drill 70s fusion and Ornette Coleman's harmelodic funk. But more often, their raunchy jams seem indebted to the late 60s power trio Cream, whose ecstatic live romps forged an early and satisfying fusion of jazz and rock. But the comparison points up Power Tools' deficiencies. Melvin Gibbs' riffs and simple lines lack the drive and harmonic sophistication of Jack Bruce's bass work with Cream, even if Gibbs does largely avoid thumb-popping funk cliches. Drummer Shannon Jackson's repetitive phrases don't always fit the open-ended format either. From a jazz standpoint, the trio is far from perfect. Swing isn't their strong suit. But Frizzell's virtuosity saves the day. Whether free improvising or playing some innocuous pop tune, the guitarist boasts the qualities we look for in any first-rate jazz musician. Taste, an original sound, melodic and harmonic acumen, quick responses, and rhythmic self-reliance. Warts and all, Power Tools shows it's possible to sound like a garage band and a serious group of improvisers at the same time, no matter how improbable that sounds.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat, Cadence, and Jazz Times. He reviewed the new album by Power Tools, Strange Meeting.